B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rat Party Podcast.
We are live from Queen Park Social, everybody.
Yeah.
A big round of applause.
This is so exciting. We have like a full audience this time, too.
Yeah, two people.
Well, the couch is full.
Yeah.
It's our friend Michelle from Waxhaw and her friend Karen. Here, Michelle, talk into the microphone.
We got to get their microphone up.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, which one is which? Four?
Yeah. All right.
Hi, Michelle. Say hi into that mic.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, there she is. There's Michelle from Waxhaw, big fan of the MRL Morning Show, coming out here to have a couple cocktails.
We love Michelle. She's got, like, great stories. She always calls into the show.
And, you know, for the Rat Party Podcast, it's where we break down the episode of MRL for the day. I wasn't on the show today, but I'm here for the Rat Party, and I'm drinking, and I'm mixing with antibiotics, so I don't even know how that's going.
Oh, so this should be a good thing. I hope you're Ubering home.
Yeah, I know.
That makes me even more suspicious that maybe Roy was making up that he was sick today.
Oh. Can I ask you, if I was faking sick, why would I, one, show up here? Because wouldn't I be, like, out doing something? And two,
This is out doing something. If you were sick, you should be home, not at the Queen Park Social drinking.
You sounded pretty good this morning on
the phone. And then if I was sick, why have I been up since the morning? I've been, like, tweeting you guys, talking. If I was sick, I mean, if I was out doing
Because you're doing it wrong.
You're not even doing
the faking right.
I'm not doing hooky right.
Roy called the show today, and he was like, hey, guys, like, sounding all chipper and stuff. We're like, no, Roy, that's not how you do it. Well, like, you call in, and you're like, I can't breathe, I can't talk.
But I can breathe, and I can talk, and I don't feel awful. So what happened was that yesterday, after we did the radio show, see, in the studio, I wear things that go inside of my ears, and it really hurt my ear infection yesterday.
They're called earbuds.
Yeah, earbuds. And they really hurt my ear infection. And then so all day I was in nonstop pain. Up until the evening, I was in pain all night long. And then so I went to bed really, really late. And then I woke up a little later. And I was still in some pain. But I already called and scheduled an appointment with the doctor. And so I was already planning on being at the doctor first thing in the morning. So I couldn't come in. But in the morning, I felt better.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, Michelle, talk. Yeah, feel free. You have the mic.
He wasn't making eye contact. And when they don't make eye contact, you know what that means.
I wasn't making eye contact because I spit on you like five times.
Oh, is that what you were pointing at?
Yeah, you're sick. I spit on you like five times.
Oh, that's it. You're sick.
So wait, this will be a test, Michelle. If I'm not on the show Monday, we know he's not lying. And if I'm on the show Monday, your spit isn't enough to get me sick, which means you're lying.
That's not fair because he's been on antibiotics for over 24 hours, which means he's not contagious anymore.
That's true.
We love you, buddy.
And I have cultures to prove that I'm sick, by the way.
And he's drinking, so that, you know, that kills everything.
Yeah.
You know my mom, no lie, she's like, when I first got sick, she's like, this is what I want you to do. Because at first it was strep throat before it was an ear infection.
Oh, she give you the home remedy?
Yeah, she's like, get whiskey, gurgle it, and then swallow it. And I'm like, what?
You have to put, like, four other things in there. It's like a tea, a whiskey, a lemon, and and then cayenne pepper.
Oh.
And it's, my mom's, you guys know my mom's a bartender. So, like, people come up to the bar and they're like, oh, I don't feel good. I got a little itchy throat. She's like, let me make you something.
Oh, yeah? A hottie toddy?
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, so my mom just told me to gurgle whiskey. I did.
Well, we hope you're back on Monday.
I should be back Monday.
Yeah.
I just can't really hear out of my left ear. So we'll see how that goes. I have all weekend to get better.
Okay. Okay. Well, we are Queen Park Social. The noise you hear behind us is everybody having fun. If you've never been out here, it's on Yancey Road in what they call Lower South End, Loso. Great food, great drinks. What are you drinking, Michelle?
I have a Kettle One Cosmo.
Beautiful. Mm. And your friend Karen?
I have a Michelob Ultra.
Michelle from Waxhaw and her friend Karen are here. Dallas, Loren's husband, is here.
Yep.
Let's hand the microphone over to Dallas.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't get on the show enough, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's my design.
I finally made the cut.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, we have something planned. It's on our calendar for the Valentine's Day show. We want you, Sterling, and Amanda all to come into the studio that day. And we're going to play a massive game of the Newlywed Game.
I'm in for game day.
Do you think you'll win? Like, do you think you know more about your wife than we do? Because we're with her, like, 6 hours a day, 5 days a week.
So, to be honest with you, out of everyone on the show, Dallas and I have been together the longest.
That's true.
But
true.
I, I don't think Dallas listens to me half the time, so I don't think we're going to win.
But the same can be said for me and Amanda and Roy and Sterling.
Yeah. By the way, Dallas, you think I listen to Loren all morning? I never pay attention to one dirty.
No.
Every dirty, I'm reliving it.
Do you know what? Do you know what Manny said to me this morning after the show? He goes, "Huh, Nicki Minaj retired. Did we talk about that today?" I was like, "Yeah, and friggin' two dirties."
I was joking.
You need to learn to master the art of nodding appropriately. Just the
But sometimes I won't even do that.
Approving nod.
I'm straight just on Instagram during the dirty.
Here's what Dallas does at home. He's gotten better with it now because I told him it irritates the holy hell out of me. I just edited myself right there. But my dad I used to talk to my dad, and my dad would not even like acknowledge that I said something. I'm like, "Yo, did you hear me?" So Dallas did
that's
that.
What you say to your dad?
Yeah.
When you're asking for money?
No, yo, I'm just like saying anything.
I'm going to the mall. Can I have 20 bucks? Of course he's not going to answer. And you go, "Yo, did you hear me?"
We'd watch football together and like do, he'd ask me about my day. And then I'd tell him and he wouldn't say anything. And I'm like, "Hello." Like, I just need a response. So early in our relationship, Dallas would do that, which you've gotten much better with.
Thank you.
Now Manny does that to me in the studio and I throw things at him now. And I'm like.
And it's always really during the dirty because it's not that we don't. It's nothing personal, but there's just only so much celebrity news I can fit into my head. To the point
one
where,
story for Roy.
You know what I mean? And like, there's only so much I truly care about. And Loren's really good, though, so this is what also I know Loren does. She will purposely pull stories that she knows will engage me.
Oh, 100%.
Like, when she goes, "Oh, Roy's going to like this."
Yeah.
"Roy's going to say something for this." You put it right at the top.
Yep, I'll pull the real estate...
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper.
Now it's Lizzo.
Cooking.
The Hollywood real estate ring gone wrong where people stealing things from stars' homes, airplanes.
Things that catch my attention.
Yeah, the shiny things. I got to jingle in front of y'all keep you entertained.
You know what your wife got me on today, Dal, is that I noticed things about her. Because the way the studio is set up, I sit directly across from her, and she sits directly across from me. So I look at her and Roy all morning long. And so she's like, so I said to her today, I go, you're wearing a cheetah headband, you know. And then, like, yesterday I was like, "Are you wearing a dress today?" Because she never really wears a dress, you know. "And did you change your hair?" She goes, "You notice more about me than my husband does." And I was like, "Yeah, that's because I."
Tread lightly on what you're
going to say. No, I'm just. No,
Michelle
but
from Oxo just said tread lightly.
But now, you travel a lot.
I do.
So I don't see, you don't see her on a daily like I do. And then I get home and my wife goes, "I heard that. You don't notice crap about me." I was like, "Yeah."
So, but here's the deal. To the spouse's defense, you guys leave in the morning really early. So I don't get to see her leave in the morning, A, because it's dark and early. And then when she gets home, I'm working, and she'll generally take a nap or whatever. So we're really talking only about 3 to 4 hour window.
Yeah, we see
every
each
day.
Other more than
Monday
yeah.
through Friday, right?
Yeah.
And then the weekends, weekend time. So if you're at pool, whatever else, you're running around, what really changes on a weekend, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's 100%
right. 100%
right. That's the problem with, I think, friendships for you and I.
Oh, according, yeah.
I mean, if you ask her, I have 3 shirts and 2 pairs of basketball shorts that I wear every single day if I'm at home.
I mean, I see Sterling maybe an hour a night. He doesn't come home until 7 or 8.
I know. It's hard for us.
Yeah.
The struggle is real, people. Yeah. But I remember one time specifically when I cut all my hair off, and I think it was after I had cash. We were at a bar, and...
Oh, yeah.
My hair had been cut for, like, I don't know, 5 weeks or five days at that point, not 5 weeks, a whole week, 5 days. And we're standing at the bar, and Manny goes, "Holy shit, did you cut all of your hair off?" And Dallas is like, "Oh, my God, you did cut all of your hair off." I'm like, it's been a week.
Wasn't it worse? Didn't I ask Dallas what he thought about your hair?
Yeah,
and he
hated it.
And he goes,
it
"What happened?"
A bear trap set there.
I think I might have screwed you. I go, "Dal, what do you think of her hair?" And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "Bro, it's been 5 days. She chopped it." And you're like, "Oh yeah."
I think to my own defense on that one, I played to the people that had only had a kid for the first time. I was like, who remembers anything the first month
right.
you have a brand new
after
baby?
After you've been thrown up on and
exactly.
pooped on
that's
six
true.
Times.
That's funny. True, man.
Well, the Rap Party Podcast, we haven't talked about the show at all. We've been all over the map, which is fun and fine. But today, Roy...
Well, the Rap Party Podcast, when we're on location, goes a bit
fine.
Longer.
Yeah,
it goes a bit longer.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
As more and more people float in to the fun that is Queen Park Social. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We talked about something today, Roy, and I want your take on this because you love airplanes and you love flying. Loren, yeah. Tell Roy the story.
Oh, my gosh. So there was a flight out of Europe on an EasyJet flight, and the pilot did not show up.
Oh, I know this story.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
And there was a pilot that was going to be a civilian on the flight who decided that he wanted to get to vacation so badly that he would work and fly the plane. So he called the company while he was sitting at the gate and was like, hey, there's no pilot for this flight. However, I've had the last 4 days off, and I have my license with me. I'd like to fly the plane to Spain.
He wants to go on vacation. He doesn't want to wait around.
And he flew the plane in his polo shirt, got on the intercom, and we're going to fly this plane.
And you know the moment when pilot greets everyone on board and off board? Did he do that in his polo?
I'm sure he did.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take off. I know I'm wearing a shirt that says screw the queen.
I'm wearing a shirt that says drink up, bitches.
I know I'm wearing a shirt that says poker in the front. What's that?
Oh,
what's that saying? What's that saying?
I don't know, but I feel like Dallas will know it.
What's that
poker
saying?
Poker in the front?
Yeah, isn't it like something poker in the rear? Drinking in the front, poker in the rear?
He's going on vacation. You know he's wearing some fun stuff.
Don't let my drinking in the front, poker in the rear shirt bug you. I am fully capable of landing this plane. By the way, anyone know where the keys are?
My family's sitting in 15A.
Quick question. How many engines does this thing have? No, I'm just kidding with you. Here we go.
Oh, we got a comedian out there.
You know what? I think I'm going to get off.
I exit immediately.
Me too.
Michelle, if you were flying from Michelle from Waxaw, part of the Rap Party podcast, one of our big fans who we love, if you're flying, let's say, to, I don't know, the Bahamas. Bad choice. The Bahamas. Yeah. Bless their hearts. Okay.
Hey, let's take them supplies.
Vegas.
So we're flying to the Bahamas, taking them supplies.
Yeah, she's going to say yes because the supplies have to get there no matter what. Well, you're going to Vegas. You're at the Charlotte airport. It's an 11 p.m. flight. There's no other flight out of there. One of the guys says, hey, you know what? I fly for American. I'm just not wearing the uniform, and I haven't flown in 4 days. I'm going to fly the plane. Do you mind that I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt? Do you get on the plane and fly out?
I wouldn't mind as long as he had his pilot license.
He does. Yes. This guy did.
Then I'm fine
with
that.
On him, too. He had his license on him.
Not a learner permit. He had his actual license.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to fly with another pilot not past 10 p.m.
And they're going to be the co-pilot is going to be 25 and older to be beside me.
They're not allowed to have anybody in the back seat. Hell yeah, man.
Oh, man.
And then, Roy, we talked about today. We talked about this was crazy. We talked about do you know someone who didn't come to your wedding because they didn't agree with the person you were marrying?
That's dramatic.
And we got two phone calls that stuck out for me. One, the sister called. This woman called in and said that her sister didn't come to the wedding because she stole her husband used to date her sister. And she's like, no, my sister never got over this. My older sister never got over this, so she didn't come to the wedding. She's super opposed to it. And Loren said something like, well, you know, did your sister get married? And she goes, no, but she also wasn't the best looking out of all of us.
I know. And here's the thing.
What a thing to say.
I know. Michelle's mouth is like hanging open. So here's the thing. Like, for me, I almost have to defend the sister at this point because the sister's older, number one. It was her boyfriend first. You broke girl code, and then you got married to the guy, and they don't really have a relationship now, which I think is really sad. But I can't blame her. And then for the younger sister to be like, well, she's not that attractive, and I think she's gay. I'm like, well, what does that have anything to do with
that? She goes, oh, by the way, well, you did say, is she remarried? She goes, well, no, but you know what? I think she's gay. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
So maybe she hasn't come to grips with it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, Lord, I'm glad I wasn't there.
And then the other guy called in and goes, my mom didn't come to my wedding because she didn't think the woman I married was Southern enough.
Wow. So let me throw this at you. A little bit different. This is with my cousin. So let me paint the picture on the type of guy my uncle is. He's, I don't want to say he's too religious, but he's very set in his ways. And he doesn't move. Like, you can't even have a debate with him or an opinionated conversation.
That sounds like
he's
a typical
right,
dad.
Wrong. So he's very against alcohol. Very against it. So when it comes to his daughter having a wedding, his daughter wanted, of course, having an open bar. he makes the comment and says, well, if you serve alcohol at your wedding, I'm not attending.
See you, Dad. I'll see you on the flip side of the honeymoon. Bye-bye.
So, right?
We know where Loren stands. Yeah. She's on her fifth drink already.
And didn't you go to a wedding, Loren, where you had to, like,
my aunt's wedding. It was awful.
You got in trouble.
It was awful.
Dry weddings are the worst. They shouldn't happen.
I'm Italian. There's no such thing as a dry wedding. We at least have beer and wine.
And flasks.
What is this at the dry the wedding I hear?
Is the Grandma Marola coming back?
The Grandma Marola.
Coming back, okay.
You mean to tell me there's a dry wedding?
Yeah, Italian dry wedding.
That's crazy.
And
you know, during Prohibition, I had a wine.
Oh, even okay.
Not even a Prohibition to stop the Mia.
There is no Italian grandmother.
I'm not sure that there was Prohibition in Italy.
No,
ever.
They loved alcohol. They're like, love it. Keep it going. Mm-hmm.
I lived in Brooklyn at the time, huh?
But, you know, my cousin told her dad and said, my uncle, and said, well, I'm having alcohol, and if you don't come to my wedding, just know there's going to be major consequences. I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Wow.
But you need to understand that your decision not to come to my wedding, there's going to be a consequence.
That's a friggin' cool.
What were they? What were the consequences?
Oh, that she would cut him off.
Did she?
Well, he came.
Oh.
That scared the hell out of him.
And there was alcohol.
There was alcohol.
Good.
So let me ask another question. Hold on, because it's the bride, right?
Yeah.
Who paid for the wedding?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming my uncle did because he's rich.
Is that your millionaire uncle with the elevator in the house?
Yeah, he's rich.
But here's my thing. So, like, was your cousin prepared to pay for her own wedding? Because
she's pretty down to earth. I'm sure she would have a plan.
Okay, because I was going to say, Dallas and I paid for our own wedding, but we had an open bar to an extent.
Dallas is like, I'm still paying for our wedding.
No, we didn't have a really super expensive wedding. We had 60 people. It was like it really wasn't a big, like, to do.
Shit, I wish. I had a $250,000.
Yeah.
And while I'm on the honeymoon, the
250,000
people.
Oh.
No, 250 people.
That's still a really big wedding, Roy. Roy doesn't know. He's not married yet, so he doesn't have to go through the whole thing.
I'm like, $250,000?
250 people. Yeah, so 250 people, and while I'm on my honeymoon, the people call me, and they're like, hey, you went $5,000 over on your bar tab because we had open bar, full alcohol throughout the night.
That
was like our whole, all of our gift money went to paying for every idiot who had.
Did you get married in Jersey?
Got married in Memphis at a hotel called the Peabody, which is a beautiful hotel. Oh, give the mic back to Dal so
I
we can
hear
him.
Hold on. He wants
Damn
to know.
Yeah, buddy.
So you're from New Jersey, though.
Yes.
So like Northeastern weddings. New Jersey wedding, like that's that's historically big wedding, big black tie deal, big blow it out. Got to have a couple hundred.
Not
people,
only that,
right?
There's a cocktail hour
before
the reception,
right?
Full alcohol, food, and they get invited. The people from out of town get invited to the rehearsal dinner. If you fly in from out of town, you get invited to the rehearsal dinner. Wait, what?
I had to pay for all the out-of-town guests to stay overnight.
No, that's a thing.
That.
I've heard
we
of that.
We didn't do that.
Oh,
heard
we didn't
that.
Do that
Yeah,
either.
No, that goes against wedding. That
I would have put them in the Motel 6.
Yeah.
That's very polite of you.
The no-tell motel.
Yeah. You can sleep on the floor. We brought some cots in.
You know, Sterling and I has already kind of had, like, an argument.
About what? About the paying for the wedding?
No, about how many people we're inviting to the wedding. Because I'm like you, Loren, in Dallas. I want a small.
Keep it small.
Very small wedding.
Ours was like a fantasy draft.
So Sterling, I kind of went through who I wanted invited. And literally, the amount of people I wanted invited was like maybe 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I'm thinking maybe Sterling, maybe more 30, 40, you know, small. This guy's like reciting like 100 people. I'm
Sterling?
Like, this is no longer a small wedding.
Family's from New York, I'm telling you.
And it's like these people from work that I don't even know. He's like, but they invited me here, and I got to invite them here.
It was a celebration.
By the way, don't
get a $25 grease board, set it up, get your three favorite bottles of wine. Open them all.
It was
and
like
just
the
start naming people off. Like, literally fantasy draft.
I'm not kidding. It was the most aggressive fantasy draft like of all times. I was like, well, I'll give you Aunt Jane for Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom does the chicken. He does the best chicken dance I've ever seen. Gotta have him.
I cannot believe that you two socialites only had 60 people at
I
your
know.
Wedding. You must have just cut We did. You cut the cord.
It was, there was just some family and really close friends.
Well,
yeah.
We also did no kids. We did too.
Well, I like that idea. Yeah, but see, here's the thing. No. I want my nieces to come, but no one else.
But you put them in the wedding.
Put them in the rehearsal.
So be part of the wedding party.
You go to the wedding, and then you get a sitter
for them
afterwards.
So my sister can come party.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So the funny thing about wedding scares me.
I'm fanning Roy.
It's going to happen, y'all.
I do declare.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, so anyway, that was the conversation. And I don't know. We've gone 20 minutes here with the Rap Party Podcast.
Have we really?
We went like 30 minutes. 40 minutes last week.
No, all right.
When we're on location, it goes long.
Let's talk to Michelle real quick, Dal. Hand that back over here. Let's talk to Michelle from Waxhaw, one of our – what's some of your favorite things that we do on the MRL Morning Show? Do you like War of the Roses?
Hates it.
I do like War of the Roses, but I think my fave is Friday Free For All.
Yeah, the Free For All is good.
The Free For All is awesome.
The throwback music.
Yeah.
And I always do want to call in and try and beat Loren, but I'm so embarrassed that I'm going to look like an idiot, so I do not do it.
No, you got to call.
Now, from my understanding, you actually listen at home.
I do. I listen through Alexa now.
You know, not many people do that.
So what do you say to Alexa?
Alexa, open 95.1.
And she opens us up.
Alexa, play Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Playing Manny.
I made the mistake of saying, Alexa, open
Kiss. And it opens
and
the
it
one in L.A.
And it opened up to New York or LA or somewhere. You can't. So I learned very quickly, and I said, now I say 95.1.
Because Kiss fly around your head.
Because for those who are listening don't know, Kiss FM is a nationwide brand that we share with a lot of radio stations.
Yeah. All right. And then, so Dirty on the 30, I'm sure you like. Lorenzo.
Dirty on the 30, I like,
right
here. What Loren likes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What Loren likes, I love. I love that segment.
Thank you.
I do too. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, Roy buys some of what
I
like,
do.
And then
a lot of what you like is what I like. We have a lot of same interests.
Yeah. The only thing I ever remember going sideways was the shower speaker,
that was funny. Yes.
Oh,
Roy
so crap.
Didn't know to like lick and stick it to the shower wall, so it kept falling off.
I'm taking a shower with this 95-cent speaker made in China. The next thing I know, it falls off the wall, and it just doesn't break while I'm in the shower. It shatters like it's freaking glass. It's like 20 pieces of plastic.
It's got a suction cup on it. Anyone knows you lick and stick
it. So I'm like tiptoeing out of the shower, trying not to cut my feet open from Loren's little What Loren Likes. It was the worst gift ever.
That's not the only incident in Roy's bathroom. We sent an intern over there once, and the intern broke Roy's expensive bottle of... The expensive bottle of cologne. Yeah.
And I changed my colognes, and my new colognes are a bit more expensive, so we can never live
never
with
send
it.
An intern.
Never then, send
so
an
can
intern.
I just change the subject
yeah,
real
please.
Quick? All right. So very quickly, I was driving to Ohio to pick up my daughter, and I had to go through West Virginia. And you know the story about Thanksgiving when Roy said his sister put the plastic up on the outside, right?
It worked.
And there was house after house after house of that. And
yes!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is Roy's sister right here.
It's a make-your-own green room.
Yes.
Basically,
make
what
your
Roy,
own living room.
Yeah. So basically what Roy's sister did is she had a patio outside that was like a deck.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to have Thanksgiving dinner out there because it was the biggest space in the house. So she, wanted to enclose it because it's cold out at that point.
It is. Yep.
She took saran wrap and wrapped this thing.
We had PVC pipes on the outside, duct taped to the deck, because of the corners, because you got to connect the saran wrap to the roof. And so she literally, with saran wrap, enclosed it in. And so, and this is so redneck, too. I didn't even think of this. The leaves, because it's, November, the leaves blow. And so all the leaves were stuck on the side of it because it's saran wrap. So when you first walk out, you're like, why is that leaf suspended in air? Like, what happened? But, it's all saran wrapped in. And it works. She had all these heaters. Towards the end of the night, because we have a heater that's like a rocket, flames blow out of the side of it. I don't know if you've seen this one, but there's like a flame that blows out at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That started melting the saran wrap by 11 p.m.
Oh, my God.
But we had a good 5 hours.
Party's over at 10. Gotta go.
We had a good 5 hours with this indoor heated greenhouse.
That's solid.
Yeah, it was great.
That's solid.
And the she shed. Yeah.
She shed.
I feel like we should take a class trip to Roy's hometown
and just,
at
and just,
some point.
Just watch.
Yeah,
we, and see
we
how
just
they
need
live.
To.
I think we need to go up for a Hokie game because Dallas is from
Dallas
the Roanoke
it.
Area, too. Well, he grew up in Pittsburgh, but his family moved to Roanoke when his dad coached at Virginia Tech with Frank Beamer. But, you know, it's a different world. It's a different culture. So I think we need to all go up and have, like, a family dinner there, go out, and then go to a Hokie game.
Yeah. And, like, it's the little things there that you, like, so my sister was supposed to meet my mom somewhere.
By the way, is this wrapping up at any point?
No.
I have to pee so bad.
Maybe trying to get another drink. So badly.
Jesus.
What? Then let's wrap it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We'll wrap it.
All right. Well, go ahead. What's your story?
Let's do everything you want to do.
Well, I don't want to say it now. You've kind of deflated.
What else is new?
I think we got enough. You know when you try and squeeze an orange to get as much juice out of it as you can, and eventually you realize you can't squeeze it?
I was having a good conversation.
Yeah.
How about this? Put your headphones down and we'll keep talking.
Keep talking. I'm going to pee. Michelle, make sure they don't talk shit.
Oh, we're going to talk shit about it.
Michelle, you take Maney's headphone and give me that one, and we'll give it back to Dallas.
Yeah.
All right.
So let me tell you. We're going to talk about Maney since he's gone. He's been wanting to leave.
That time Maney lost his spot on the Maney, Roy, and Loren show?
Yeah!
This is it, right
it's
here.
It's not Dallas, Roy, and Loren.
6:07 p.m.
I still like Loren and her bitches is what I really like.
Loren and her bitches? I propose
I want to be a bitch for once in my life.
Marty. Michelle, no lie. We were sitting in a room. We were sitting
Marty
in our office.
Marty living this life at home.
Yeah. And her bitches.
Is this a sequel?
Because it's all encompassing. Because our listeners could be Loren's bitches. Everyone could be Loren's bitches. But we legit was sitting in a room, and we didn't know what to call ourselves. Like, if you think that there was a big campaign on figuring out what to call ourselves,
no.
There wasn't. We were just sitting in the room, and it's not, like, important that Maney's name was first or my name second or Loren's third. We were just like, Loren, Roy, Maney. What flows? Maney, you know, and then ultimately we settled on Maney, Roy, and Loren. And but at one point I did propose Loren and her bitches. I was 100% behind that movement.
I often wondered how the hierarchy came with the name.
There's no hierarchy.
No, there's no hierarchy.
We're all paid the same. The amount of work from each of us is expected. If one person is slacking off, and, you know, like, let's say I start leaving at 10 a.m., and I'm like, screw you guys. Loren has every power to look at me and say, hey, I need more Roy.
Which, by the way, I love in a male-dominated industry, and I'm not going to try to go off on some feminine diatribe.
Do it.
But,
oh, yes, you should.
I'm so proud of the two men that I work with and the company that I work for because we're all paid equally. And there's not a lot of professions or companies out there that are willing to pay women the same amount that they pay a man.
Especially
and
radio.
Yeah, especially radio, because it's so male-dominated. So I'm so proud to be part of that.
There's a show. I'm not going to name them. I don't want to bring light to it, but there's a show where the male co-host makes, like, $300,000. The female counterpart's only making, like, $100,000. He's literally making, like, double what she's making. And you're going, one, $100,000, by the way, is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Don't get me wrong.
All right, so
compared to what the guy is making.
So let me bring up a question.
Yeah.
Loren, if you were not so outspoken and for yourself, do you think maybe it would be different?
Yes, I think. Not necessarily.
We were a united front.
Yes. So I have to say, so we were a united front going into our contracts. And I will say that Roy is a great person to have by your side. Roy is very, very, very business savvy. But even if you're willing to ask for something, which I say everybody should be, a woman should always know her worth and be willing to know what the break line is. Like, knowing when you're going to walk away and knowing what you're worth being paid. But Roy was one of those people that I had in my corner that really negotiated for all of us and was really good at knowing, like, hey, we have a really good show and you have a really good business and we want to be partners. So how do we make each other happy at this point?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It would feel weird. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I was making something different than Loren, but yet I expected her
to
perform and do the same job. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And in any profession, and that's why, by the way, I know this is going on forever, Nicole, and I'm so sorry that you're having to monitor
this.
We're
going to have like 16 ads in this thing.
I'm so sorry. But this is why I left 911. So I was a 911. That's one of the main reasons why I hated 911. So 911, public sector, government job, you're paid on a government scale. I was paid at G13. It's a government scale. You can look it up. It's not that much money. And then me and another person in my same rank, I was a communication officer, too. She made the exact same thing. However, by the way, we can tell we're still at Queen Park Social. however, when I answered the phone, I would answer 911 calls quicker than her. I would dispatch faster than her. She would literally, when a 911 call came in, by the way, these are 911 calls. People having a horrible day. She wouldn't even move from reading her book.
Emergency situation.
Emergent. And then me, I'm the first one. I'm like, boom, answering the phone. 911, where's your emergency? And so I went to my boss and I said, listen, I don't want to make a stink about it. She's meeting the standard quo. Like, you know, there's a quota. She's meeting it. However, I feel that I'm overperforming and I need to be compensated differently. And they're like, oh, well, you're in the same rank. And I'm like, what does that mean? And they're like, well, you both are in this rank, and this is what you get paid. And when you can apply for a different rank in your government salary, then you can get changed. And I was like, that's not fair. I'm doing a better job than she is. And then so I was like, I'm getting out of government work. I'm going to go back in private sector where you can, you know, be kind of a united front in that manner. And you could talk to people and bend salaries a bit. But I was so upset about that.
Well, Loren, thank you for sticking up for all us women
out
there in the corporate
world.
It's
important in radio.
It is.
Not only is it my pleasure, but I hope that more women stand up for themselves and try to lobby. And
it's
even
not
if you,
easy.
It's not easy. And quite honestly, like, I don't even know, me personally, if I would have had the balls to do it had I not had somebody great in my corner that was like, yeah, you can do this. So I think it's really important to have a great support system around you, too. But also, like I said, just know your worth and know where the break line is.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't think people should be afraid to talk about their salaries. So many people are afraid to talk about that. And I know it's weird. I know it's taboo. But it's only weird and taboo because you think it is.
Well, I was in human resources, and a lot of people think you cannot talk about
your
salaries.
Isn't that weird?
And you are able
to.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm an accountant, I want to know what the other accountants are making.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yes.
And people don't want to talk about that because they think it's weird if they make more. But if you make more, then you need to reevaluate yourself. Well, why is that person making more than me? If we're performing at the same level, but they're making more than me, that's a problem.
Well, you got to look at yourself.
Yeah.
And
you got to be true. You got
to
really evaluate
yourself.
Yeah,
you have to. Absolutely. Yourself. Absolutely.
But no, we're a united front here. And even though Manny's gone.
Are we a united front because he went to the bathroom and never came back?
On an extended piss somewhere.
That's
fine. I think it's the bar.
I'm pretty sure he's at the bar, too. And if he doesn't bring back
the
cocktail,
better get around for everybody.
That's right. All right. We're getting
the wrap-up
sign from producer Nicole.
By the way, I'll leave with one last nugget. So I'm feuding with a celebrity.
Who?
And that celebrity has reached out to me.
Do I know about this?
You do.
Were you on the TV
show? And the celebrity is willing to come on the radio.
What?
Yes. So, that's a little nugget. I'm working on the details. I'm trying to arrange it. But it's going to happen on the Manny Roy on the Ranch show. And, of course, if I get any more behind-the-scenes knowledge on this situation, Rat Party Podcast is going to know about it before anyone else. So, thank you guys so much for listening to the Rat Party Podcast with the Manny Roy on the Ranch Morning Show.
See you Monday morning.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.